Hi, I'm Amy Sandler, host of the Radical Candor podcast. We're thrilled to introduce you to our new Radically Candid mini episodes. These bite-sized shows feature Kim giving radical candor tips. They're between 5 to 10 minutes long and will be released in between regular episodes. Enjoy it with a snack.
In order to explain to you what I mean by ruinous empathy, I want to share a story about what was probably the most painful moment of my career. I had just hired this guy, we'll call him Bob, and I liked Bob a lot. He was smart, he was charming, he was funny. He would do stuff like we were at a manager offsite, and we were playing one of those endless get-to-know-you games, and everybody was really stressed out. We were at a busy moment in the company's history, and Bob could tell that everybody was stressed out. He was the guy who had the courage to raise his hand and say, you know, I can tell everybody's really anxious. Maybe it would be better if we did something that was really fast but would help us get to know each other a little better, and then we just would either go home or get back to work. And everybody was down with that. Whatever his idea was, if it was fast, we wanted to do it. Bob says, why don't we just go around the table and confess what candy our parents used when potty training us. Really weird, but really fast. We all did it. Weirder yet, we all remembered Hershey Kisses right here. And then for the next 10 months, every time there was a stressful moment, a tense moment in a meeting, Bob would whip out just the right piece of candy for the right person at the right moment. So we all kind of loved Bob. He brought a little levity to the office. He was charming. One problem with Bob. Bob was doing terrible work, absolutely terrible work. He would hand stuff into me, and there was shame in his eyes. He knew his work wasn't nearly good enough. And I would say something to Bob along the lines of, oh, Bob, you're so smart. You're so awesome. Everybody loves working with you. This is a great start. Maybe you can make it a little bit better. And of course, he never did. So let's pause for a moment here. Why did I say that? Part of the reason was pure ruinous empathy. I really did like Bob a lot, and I did not want to hurt his feelings. I did not want to upset him. That's the ruinous empathy part. But if I'm honest with myself, there was something a little bit more nefarious going on, because I was also concerned about my own reputation, and that is the manipulative insincerity part. Bob was a popular guy in the office. Everybody loved Bob. Bob was also a sensitive guy, and I was afraid that if I told Bob in no uncertain terms that his work wasn't nearly good enough, he would get upset. He might even start to cry. It was one of those big open office spaces. Everybody would see that I had made Bob cry, and everybody would think I was a big you-know-what. So I was afraid of that happening. And that was also part of why I didn't tell Bob what he needed to hear. So this goes on for 10 months. Everybody's having to cover for Bob's mistakes, redo his work. And eventually the inevitable happens. And I realize that if I don't fire Bob, I'm going to lose all my best performers. So I sit down to have a conversation with Bob that I should have started 10 months previously. And when I finished explaining to him where things stood, he kind of pushed his chair back from the table. He looked me right in the eye and he said, "Why didn't you tell me?" And as that question is going around in my head with no good answer, he looks at me again and he says, "Why didn't anyone tell me? I thought you all cared about me." And now I realize that I have failed Bob in a bunch of different ways. First and foremost, I have failed to solicit feedback from Bob. I didn't know what I was doing that was helpful from his perspective, but more importantly, I didn't know what I might be doing that was contributing to the problem. The problem, I learned much later, was that Bob was smoking pot in the bathroom 3 times a day. That was why his work was so bad. I didn't know that at the time. And maybe if I had asked Bob Is there anything that I'm doing? What am I doing that might be contributing to the problem? I would have learned something. Maybe I would have learned that I was doing something that was driving poor old Bob so crazy that he was forced to toke up in the bathroom. I don't know, because I never asked. I never solicited feedback. I also never gave Bob praise or criticism that was meaningful. The praise I gave Bob was really just kind of a head fake or ego salve. It didn't mean anything. And I also failed to tell Bob when he was going off the rails. And probably worst of all, I failed to create the kind of environment in which everyone would tell Bob what was truly great about his work and when his work wasn't nearly good enough. And because I had failed Bob in all these different ways, just trying to be nice to him, I'm now firing him. Not so nice after all. And it was a terrible moment. It was terrible for me, much worse for Bob. But all I could do in that moment was make myself a very solemn promise that I would never make that mistake again.
Thanks for joining us. Our podcast features Radical Candor co-founders Kim Scott and Jason Rozoff, is produced by our director of content, Brandy Neal, and hosted by me, Amy Sandler. Music is by Cliff Goldmacher. Go ahead and follow us on Twitter @Candor and find us online at radicalcandor.com.